Trading in futures products entails significant risk of loss, which must be understood prior to trading and may not be appropriate for all investors.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, August 9th, 5:41 a.m. Central as I speak here. December corn futures up 14 and a half at 621 and three quarters. November soybeans up 23 and a half at 1423 and a half. September Chicago wheat up 20 and three quarters at $8 and a half. September Kansas City wheat up 20 and a quarter at 868. September spring wheat up 20 and three quarters at 901 and a half. If you guys are listening on the podcast, as always, appreciate it. If you guys are on that Apple app, leave me a review. Could certainly use some more. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like these videos, leave me a comment, let me know what's going on in your neighborhood. If you'd like some additional information from me, go to my website, www.standardgrain.com. Check out my premium subscription service today. I send my premium subscribers a ton of information direct from me every single business day. Morning email goes out about 5:30 a.m. Central. In that email, you will see every overnight headline you need to be aware of. Tons of charts, graphics, weather info. My daily subscriber-only videos are part of this deal. Started talking about capture and carry in the soybean market yesterday. We do have some carry in the new crop soybean spreads. There's some more to be desired. But what I do in these videos is I lay out very specific roll targets, targets to roll HTAs, to roll short futures, hedge positions, that sort of stuff. If you guys are interested in this sort of content, sign up today. $50 a month, cancel at any time, no other fees, no other obligation. Nobody will try to sell you anything else, I promise. U.S. corn conditions fell sharply, according to USDA and their crop progress report yesterday. So the crop is now rated 58% good to excellent nationally, down from 61 the week prior. So that is a larger than expected decline. That 58% good to excellent is the worst good to excellent rating seasonally since 2019, I believe. We're below the 64% average. So this in itself is, in my opinion, largely responsible for the strength that we have in the grain markets here this morning. You've got a bunch of states with the good to excellent rating of 35% or below. These are your worst off states: Texas, Kansas, Colorado, Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Now, you do still have some states with the good to excellent rating of 70% good to excellent or better. Those states include Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. The corn crop, 90% silking versus 80% the week prior, 93 on average. 45% of the crop in the dough stage versus 26 last week, 49 on average. So this decline in corn ratings, this 3% decline in the good excellent category, I think this is largely responsible for the rally that we've got going here this morning. Soybean conditions also declined just by one percentage point in the good to excellent category, down to 59% from 60% the week prior, below the 62% average. States with the good to excellent rating of 50% or below, your poorer states, include Michigan, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. States with the good to excellent rating of 70% or better, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Louisiana. Soybean crop 89% blooming versus 79% the week prior, 88% on average. 61% of the bean crop setting pods versus 44% last week, 66% on average. So I think that this decline in corn ratings especially, and then maybe soybean ratings to a lesser extent, largely responsible for the strength we've got in the markets here this morning. Spring wheat conditions decline, and we've actually got spring wheat harvest started. We're down to 64% good to excellent versus 70% the week prior, way above the 51% average. The spring wheat crop is now 9% harvested versus 19% on average, so it's slow. It's been behind the entire year. U.S. winter wheat harvest is essentially complete, barring Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. So most of the southern plains, the Midwest, pretty much wrapped up with winter wheat harvest. Biofuel groups are very happy with the provisions included in the Inflation Reduction Act. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper said this: "We were pleased to see that the Senate's final passage of the Inflation Reduction Act preserved numerous provisions that recognize the important role renewable fuels like ethanol can play in bolstering our nation's economy and accelerating decarbonization efforts. In fact, the package of renewable fuel provisions in the legislation represents the most significant federal commitment to low-carbon biofuels since the renewable fuel standard was expanded by Congress in 2007. RFA will continue to urge the House to swiftly adopt these biofuel measures to ensure that American families have greater access to lower-cost, domestically produced renewable fuels that are good for the environment, the economy, and energy security. So this all seems well and good. And a lot of it relates to soybean oil, biodiesel, sustainable aviation fuel, that sort of thing. Traders and analysts expect usage of soybean oil to expand rapidly in the United States in the coming years amid all of this. This is a long-term friendly deal for the soybean market, I think, in my opinion. Maybe not today or tomorrow necessarily, but long-term, it's a friendly deal. The bill includes $500 million in grants for higher blend biofuel infrastructure, extensions of current biofuel tax credits, creation of new tax credits for clean production and sustainable aviation fuels, and enhanced support for carbon capture, utilization, and storage. So the biofuel groups like this, most of you guys should like these provisions as well, I would imagine. Get into the weather here this morning. You got some rains over parts of, say, eastern Missouri into central part of Illinois. This isn't a huge system, but if you guys have any rainfall totals from overnight, let me know. It's into Indiana as well, parts of Ohio. There's a little bit of rain here over like this Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas kind of border area. Next 7 days really doesn't offer a whole lot in terms of precipitation. This kind of like mid-south area, Kentucky, Tennessee, going to catch some rain. But most of the Corn Belt dry. And it's going to be hot here again in the plains, in the western Corn Belt. Temperatures should trend above normal. 6 to 10 doesn't look real good. Below normal precipitation expected. Mostly above normal temperatures, especially for the west. 8 to 14, a little bit less extreme with the temperatures. Actually, some below normal stuff for the eastern Corn Belt, but still not a lot of rain in that period. The Pentagon says, or U.S. officials say, they don't believe that China will invade Taiwan. This is a Politico piece that was out yesterday. The Pentagon has not changed its assessment of the situation following Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week. A U.S. defense official simply answered no when he was asked whether China would take Taiwan by force during the next 2 years. The Pentagon does believe, however, that China is attempting to in some way create what they're calling a new normal that involves coercing both Taiwan and the international community in regard to their intentions for the Taiwan Strait and this whole deal. But they don't think that an invasion is likely within the next 2 years. So I suppose that's a good thing. We did have some flash sales yesterday, 3 separate sales in total. These are all new crop, 105,000 metric tons. It's about 4 million bushels of corn to Italy. I think that probably emphasizes the crop problems in the European Union. An additional sale of 120,000 metric tons of corn, that's 5 million bushels, reported to unknown destinations. China bought 5 million bushels of soybeans for new crop delivery. So global buyers typically begin to increase purchases of new crop corn and soybeans around this time of year, and that's what we're seeing here. A good day for the livestock market yesterday. Cattle futures were marginally higher, feeder cattle sharply higher, hogs were higher as well. Not much cash trade yet this week. U.S. dollars lower, the S&P is down 9, the Dow Jones is down about 15 points, bonds off a little bit, gold marginally higher, crude oil is up 69 cents in the September WTI at 91.44. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you same time tomorrow.